Welcome to Food Fight, the food podcast where we debate food topics despite having no real culinary knowledge, yet we still defend our uneducated opinions to the death. I am your host, Kirk Pinchon, and each week we take one single food theme and dissect it, discuss it, and debate it within an inch of its life. We offer no answers nor solutions to these food dilemmas, only more chaos. So Lindsay and I couldn't get our personal shit together to meet this week. Full disclosure, we're recording this Thanksgiving week, and she had certain times that I couldn't make, and I had certain times that she couldn't make. So, and trying to figure all that out was a freaking nightmare. So she's not here, but who is here is someone very special, someone who's been on the show before. That's Theo.
Yeah. Did you miss me?
I mean, I see you all the friggin' time.
But you don't get to see me on the podcast.
Do you see people on podcasts?
I don't know if they film it also, maybe.
Do we ever film this podcast?
We could.
No.
No.
That's not a thing that's happening. So yes, Theo is filling in today to talk about a topic that he came up with. This was his invention. So if you hate this idea, it's all Theo's fault.
No one's going to hate this idea. It's a great idea.
Okay, before we get into the idea, let's take a second and do our Thanksgiving food poll, which we just did. And it was a weird one. I asked everyone on Instagram on Yummy, would you eat roast turkey Doritos? Yay or nay? Theo, would you eat roast turkey Doritos?
I don't think I would ever want to do that.
You like Doritos, though.
I do, but like, I don't want meat on my Doritos.
That's you don't want meat flavor on your Doritos?
Meat flavored chips shouldn't. No.
Oh, really?
Oh, there's a caveat here?
Yeah, you eat the chicken and waffle chips.
No, I don't. I've never had chicken and waffle chips.
Oh. Isn't there sort of some chicken chip you eat?
No.
Oh, it's my other son. Sorry. It's my other son.
In your second family?
Yeah, it's the son I love more than you. So, don't hit me. So, we asked, would you eat roast turkey Doritos for Thanksgiving? Yay or nay? 46% said hell yes, 54% hell no. I can't believe it's that close.
The thing, I don't like the idea of that because I know those chips are going to stink.
Oh, I didn't even think
of that. Like, if you open
that
bag, it's going to be gross.
Yeah, that's going to have a wafting smell.
You can't eat those chips anywhere because, like, if you're at school or at work, any, like, enclosed space, you open the bag or you open your container, then it just, the odor of faux turkey seasoning from the factories just gets everywhere and it's gross.
Singes the nostrils.
Absolutely.
Well, you're never going to get to eat them because I didn't tell you this part. You can only get them in Taiwan.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird. They're roast turkey Doritos. You can only get them in Taiwan and they're in the shape of Christmas trees.
So a Dorito flavor based on an American holiday can only be found in Taiwan. But the chips are Christmas trees.
Yep.
Why?
Because Doritos, Theo. Because Doritos.
Just B triangle.
No. No B triangle. No B triangle. All right. You can find our food polls every Tuesday morning on our Yummy Instagram page. Let's get into this very special episode. Theo, this was your idea. You came up to me a very long time ago and were like, you should do a fast food chicken sandwich episode. And I said, shut up, stop talking to me. And then Lindsay and I couldn't meet this week. And then I went, hey, Theo, that's a really good idea.
Wow, you only like me when you need me. That's so, yeah. Like, that's an abusive relationship.
It is.
I should cut you out.
Okay, do it.
All right, great. Bye. I don't need you.
Then you don't get any more monies.
Monies?
No more monies.
Dang.
So this was your idea. What gave you this idea? I mean, you like chicken sandwiches. You don't eat them a ton, but.
No, I mean, like, I don't know. I think you were dry on ideas, so I just thought of any food possible.
Oh, so you're saving me. You're throwing me a bone.
Yes. I'm your idea man now.
Well, you came up with one idea.
No, I think I came up with mall food.
You did, and I think you came up with the term food jail.
Food jail. I don't think that was me.
Oh, was it? It was my other son.
Oh,
is the other side I like better?
Benfio?
It was Leo. Leo. Wow.
Leo's, not even original.
Leo's the bomb. Theo kind of sucks. Do you, so you don't have any real strong opinion about fast food chicken sandwiches?
I really like them, but they have to be from a place specializing in chicken, like Popeyes. They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I won't ever seek a chicken sandwich from like a Wendy's.
Okay.
I don't imagine it being good.
Well, guess what? We're going to be doing that because we are going to go on a fast food chicken sandwich tour of Los Angeles. We're going to try five different chicken sandwich places, go and get their chicken sandwiches, and then we're going to do your favorite thing in the world, which is to rate them.
Ranking, yeah!
Theo lives for ranking. So here's where we are going. We're going to Popeyes. We are going to Shake Shack. We are going to KFC. We're going to Dave's Chicken, and we're going to Burger King. We are going to these five places. We're each getting, no, we're splitting because that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
We're getting one chicken sandwich.
Regular, not spicy.
Regular, not spicy because we need to keep it like an even playing field.
Yes.
And we're going to eat it, see what it tastes like, and then we're going to come back here and do our final rankings. So before we take off and do this food trip, out of these five, having tasted or not tasted them, what's going to be the best? What's going to be the worst?
I've had Popeyes and Shake Shack before, so I already have like an idea of that.
So which one's going to be number one?
Number one's probably going to be Dave's Hot Chicken.
Okay, and what's the worst?
The worst is, I'm going to say Burger King.
Okay. I'm going to say, I bet you the best is Shake Shack.
Mm.
And I say the worst is, I was going to say KFC, but I'll say Burger King too. I'll say Burger
Reasonable.
King. Okay. Are you excited?
I'm pretty excited.
What's my biggest concern?
Your biggest concern? Spilling on your clothes?
That is my second concern. Shit, now I got two concerns.
Oh, no.
My first concern is, will I get a tummy ache?
Oh, your little tummy.
My little tummy hurts when I eat fried chicken, but I'm doing it for the poll. So we're doing it for the show. So we're going to take off right now, and we will be right back with our first fast food chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay, our first stop is Dave's Hot Chicken, which is, I guess you should say it's a LA chain, right?
LA chain. It's got like multiple spots.
Yes. So known for their hot chicken. We didn't get the hot chicken because we're trying to do a baseline, and we just got a regular chicken slider. Comes with fries.
Yeah.
So we got, it's a chicken slider. It's got pickles on it. It's got, I think this is a kale coleslaw.
Yeah.
All right. So we're just going to take bites right now, and we're going to give you what
Cheers.
Our thoughts are. Cheers. Thanks. Cheersies. Huh. All right. Oh, it burns going down. We got the no spice.
It's just like physically hot.
It's just physically hot. I think if we gotten the spice, that would have been more fun. Yeah, this is pretty good.
Yeah, it's got a good crunch. It's got good fixings. Let me try just a solo pickle.
It's a good chicken, and it's a good bun because it's a soft bun. And you need a soft bun.
Yeah.
You always need a soft bun.
Now put the Dave sauce on it.
I'm afraid to put the Dave sauce on it.
It's just going
to
be like every other fast food sauce ever.
You're like every fast food sauce ever.
Why would you say that?
Because I like Leo better. Oh, that looks like Thousand Island. I'm not going to use that.
It's basically Thousand
Island. Get that away
They're
from my
They're all Thousand
sandwich.
Island.
All right, give that with the Thousand Island right, sauce.
It's probably still hot, but whatever.
Do it for the pop. How is it with the sauce? Does it make a difference?
It's pretty good with the Dave sauce.
Is the Dave sauce just Thousand Island?
I think so.
And what does it taste like to you? Like, does it taste like Thousand Island?
Well, it tastes like, it's basically Thousand Island.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
But like, all fast food sauces are Thousand Island. Like, everywhere you'll go.
That's really true, isn't it?
Yeah, they're all just some variation of Thousand Island dressing.
They like to say it's a special sauce, but it's all just Thousand Island based. Yeah. All right, we're not going to give you a rating or ranking right now. We're going to save that for the end. So we're headed off to our next chicken sandwich spot. Yeah. Okay, round two of our chicken sandwich tour is Kentucky Fried Chicken.
The KFC.
Now, Theo, you have never been to KFC.
I've never had KFC.
Never. I think I'm kind of proud about that.
Yeah.
But I've had KFC. I think that literally the last time I've had any sort of KFC was probably late teenager. So it's been a minute.
Been a long minute.
How dare you, sir. All right, so we just got the classic chicken sandwich. We're going to see how it's going. I don't have high expectations.
I have medium expectations. It's in a bag.
It's in a bag. Okay. It is just the regular chicken sandwich. It's a big old chicken sandwich.
It's got a big old crunch.
Oh, God damn it. There's mayo on it.
Oh.
Oh, there's mayo on the top and the bottom. Oh, pickles. All right, I'm going to take a bite and then I'm going to get the old bite. Here we go. Oh, it's not going to be fun.
All right, you got this.
Okay.
It's kind of like a cold spot on the top right here. Feel it.
No. Oh, there is a cold spot. We're gonna die.
Freshly microwaved.
All right. You know, in the drive-thru, there was a sign that said, made the hard way, the hand way. I'm not sure that's the case. I'll do one more bite.
This is like hot, probably just a pre-made patty, pre-made everything. Probably tossed it in the microwave for a little bit.
I mean, I'll say this. It's not a chicken sandwich.
It's unimpressive.
Mm-hmm. But is it a chicken sandwich?
It is. Let me try the chicken on its own.
Yeah. It is a definitively a chicken sandwich. So we can just kind of say that.
But chicken alone is kind of nah.
Okay. I think there's a reason why I've never taken you to KFC.
Yeah.
And why I haven't gone since being a teenager.
We ain't missing out on much.
Before we move on to our third stop, let it just be known that after I ate the Dave's chicken, I already have a stomachache.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I had a stomachache driving from Dave's to KFC.
Buddy.
I do it for you all because I love you. And we're headed to our third stop.
Yeah.
Okay, part three is Burger King. My stomach hurts.
I'm feeling fine. I don't know about
it. Of course you are.
I'm youthful.
Also, let it be known, we're doing this out of ease, but also I think now it's a principle. We are only eating these sandwiches in the car.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like it has to be that way.
Feels like it. It'd be weird to just, well, it's also easier to record in a car.
Well, also, but like we're not going home. Like even when we get the last one, we're eating it in the car on principle.
We can't risk it going cold.
Well, also it just makes it sadder. Yeah. All right, so we're at Burger King. We got a regular chicking.
Chicking.
Oh, they have chicking is a noun. I'm an editor. It's not a noun. Freshly hand-breaded in our kitchen. Thick-cut, delicious white meat chicken. Juicy, crispy, and crunchy. Your way, way better.
Trademark.
All right. Trademark patent pending. All right, Theo, I'm going to give you first crack.
It's also in a bag.
It's also in a bag. You also don't go to Burger King. So.
I've had Burger King twice in my life, both of which because my mom insisted on it. And it's just been the Whopper. Never any chicken products.
This is the first chicken. Yeah, Lily got a chicken fries.
Whoa. Okay. Shoddy big.
Wow. Oh, it's the exact same premise as the...
It looks better.
But it's also mayo and pickles and chicken, and that's it.
All right, here we go.
It does look better. It definitively looks better. Before I take a bite, hey world, does everything have to have fucking mayo on it?
Yes.
Shut up. All right, here we go.
Crunchy.
It is crunchy.
It's immediately better than KFC.
It's not as bad as I thought.
Yeah, coming from a burger place.
I'm gonna do one more bite. Yeah. I thought this was gonna be straight up trash.
I thought it would be too. This is interesting.
Is it great?
No.
No. Is it a train wreck?
No.
No, it's not a train wreck. That's pleasantly surprising. Would I get it again? No. But I'm pleasantly surprised. Now,
I kind of dig it.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. I have low standards.
That's why I'm your dad. This Burger King was your idea because I was like, hey, should we do McDonald's, Wendy's, or Burger King? Burger King, because I only want to do one.
I only picked Burger King because I know that this is a more recent drop. This is a new item, relatively. Mm-hmm. This is like a byproduct of the chicken sandwich wars.
Okay.
So like from all the chicken sandwiches being made and all the Twitter beefs, this was born as a way to capitalize. And I'm like, oh, it's new. It's hip, trendy. We should do
is it. Why are you dancing when you do that? I don't like this at all.
It's what hip and trendy people do.
Oh my God. You're going to die alone. And that's kind of why we're doing this. Chicken sandwiches are trendy, whether they be hot or not. I think if we had our druthers, we would do all hot. But we were worried that some places wouldn't have hot and we needed to keep it at a base level.
Yeah.
So this would probably be better as hot, but still surprising.
Not garbage.
We have two more stops. My stomach may not make it. Round four. I'm not being performative. I'm not doing this for the pod. I legit feel lightheaded.
I feel like
a little off,
a bit woozy.
Yeah. What is that?
I don't know. I think it's like
all the fried chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PSA. Eat healthy.
That's right. So you don't get stomach aches and feel woozy.
Yeah.
Like me. All right. We just got Shake Shack, a place known for burgers. I don't go to Shake Shack much. I like their burgers. I don't like their fries.
I don't like their fries either. They're crinkle cut.
I don't like crinkle cut fries, and theirs aren't good. Their burgers, I think, are great.
Phenomenal.
I've never had a shake there. Have you?
Neither have I.
Okay. But this is the first time getting chicken.
The Chicken Shack.
You got the Chicken Shack.
This one's definitely different from all the other ones.
Why? It has mayo on it.
This one has lettuce on it.
I think
it's also on a potato bun.
Oh, a potato bun. All right. Yeah. Well, let's dig in. Is that peppery mayo?
I think so.
Or is it just, yeah, it looks like pepper mayo. All right.
It's real.
It's got romaine lettuce in it. That's nice. Oh, you monster. All right.
Oh.
Wow, that grunt seemed to be a grunt of appreciation. Again, not everything in the world needs mayo.
What chicken sandwiches do? Yeah.
Okay. Their crust is pretty freaking great.
I think they do like a lighter fry on it. It doesn't feel as heavy.
No, it doesn't. Except there's so much mayo.
Not an issue. That is a non-issue. That is a you issue. I am okay with it.
I hate you.
Oh. Mayo loves me.
I gotta say, that's a good chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
I mean, good pickle, good lettuce, good chicken. I like that it's a potato bun, though. If you had told me it was a regular bun, I would have never known the difference.
I'm just that attentive.
You're so smart.
Thank you.
Let me throw you out something. Let me pitch you something. Take this. Keep it the exact same. Take out the mayo. Put in a spicy brown.
Spicy brown mustard?
Yeah.
I've never had a chicken sandwich with mustard.
Why is that?
That's not
weird.
That's not a thing.
How's that not a thing?
No restaurant ever does a chicken sandwich with mustard.
But why can't you make a thing? Why does it have to be mayo?
I know.
Like, why conform, Theo? Why conform?
Chicken and mustard is not a thing.
Chicken and mustard is a thing?
What's chicken and mustard? No.
What do you mean? People dip chicken tenders in mustard, like honey mustard.
No one.
Shit.
Well, that's honey mustard.
All right, what if I said honey mustard?
Okay, then I consider. No one dips their chicken tenders. No one ever goes, let's get chicken tenders. What do you want as dipping sauce? Mustard.
Brown mustard? I totally
no
do that.
No one dips
I
their chicken
that.
Tenders.
All right.
I will go out on the street and ask.
Let me pitch you another one. No, because people are afraid of you. Let me pitch this at you. Same exact thing. Take out the mayo. Put in barbecue sauce.
Then you got like a barbecue chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
That would be pretty good.
Yeah. Now, did they have a hot version in there?
They did not.
Okay, so that's why
I know
we did
they it. Did at one point. They had a seasonal, not a seasonal, like a little limited time thing where it's like a gochujang chicken sandwich.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So that was like the only time they ever had a spicy.
Yeah.
But yeah, they don't.
I'm impressed with Shake Shack.
Yeah.
They continue to impress despite their crinkle cut fry situation. Before we stop and go to the final place, as we were driving to Shake Shack, we literally drove by a chicken restaurant that's not open yet. What was it called?
It was called
Chick Me Up?
Chick Me Up.
Chick Me Up. It's just basically the thing that we've been eating all afternoon. It's chicken sandwiches. This is everywhere. I mean,
it's
literally.
A plague.
It is a plague. It's only a plague because of the mayo.
No, it's. No.
Yeah.
We have a lot to discuss.
I said it. I'm fascinated the fact that we've been doing this today. We drove by, and of course, you know, Wendy's has it, and McDonald's has it, Rally's has it, all these places have it. And then we drove by a place that's going to be open very soon. That's called Chick Me Up, and it's just chicken.
Yeah, chicken's the new thing, man.
Chicken is the new.
The new burger.
No, you can do better than that. What? Chicken is the new.
Beef?
No.
What are you trying to say?
Chicken is the new chicken. The last stop on the great chicken sandwich tour.
The final destination.
The final destination is Popeyes.
The goat of fried chicken.
Theo, I think I can safely say that their theme song, Love That Chicken from Popeyes, applies to you.
It does. I love the chicken from Popeyes.
Can you sing it?
No.
Okay. Why do you like it so much?
It's good.
That's your answer.
It just tastes good, and I have like a history with it because like whenever you were date gone night. Or when...
Mom and I do date nights.
No, that's Wingstop. Whenever like you are like sick or you're out of town or doing work or something, Mom, Lane, myself, we would get Popeyes.
Because I don't like Popeyes. Yeah. Why?
Because it hurts your tummy.
Because it hurts. This is proof. If everybody cared, they'd just, I can't even speak. If everyone cared, they'd send me a Tums, is what I'm saying.
Do you not have Tums at home?
I do, but we're stuck in the car. By the way, off camera, off pod, I have been burping so much.
You are a disgusting man.
All right, let's eat this goddamn final sandwich. This is big.
This is the chicken sandwich that all current chicken sandwiches are based on.
Wow. Well, now explain that.
Okay, so when Popeyes released this chicken sandwich, everyone went crazy for it. And now basically every chicken sandwich just like this, the KFC sandwich, the Burger King sandwich, they're all based off of this.
It's crunchy.
I like crunchy. I've had this before, so I know what to expect.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Again, all of them the same, generally. Chicken, soft bun, pickle,
mayo.
Every single one, pretty much.
This just feels like a refined version of the Burger King. I feel like it has more chicken.
There's a lot of chicken.
It's more chicken forward.
Shut up.
I'm just trying to sound smart.
I mean, I get what you're saying. It is pretty tasty. I just wish the world loved mayo less.
No, this is America. And we put mayo on everything.
My God. That's going to be...
If you don't like America mayo... You're a communist.
I guess I'm a communist there because there's too much mayo. That's pretty good.
I also love it because it's cheap and I'm a
burger. This is now, because I had you go in and get it. This is the cheapest one.
Yeah, this is like $4.
Yeah.
Well, just for the sandwich alone, it's like $4.
Yeah. We'll talk about prices and stuff like that when we do our rankings because now we're going to go home, get out of this goddamn car, and do our rankings and ratings.
And reflect on our decisions.
And have a Tums. Okay, we are back home. We have done our chicken sandwich tour.
The tour de force.
I feel awful.
I'm tired.
You literally, since you've got home, been like, I'm going to take a nap.
I thought my youthful energy, my young exuberance would keep me alive, but I feel dead.
It's, again, since we split everything.
We're not full. We're just like...
Overwhelmed.
We're groggy.
I'm groggy and overwhelmed. I have a bit of a stomach ache. I'm very
I'm warm.
Out of it. I'm a little warm. Yeah.
Exactly. There's a lot of emotions going on right now.
This whole day has been an emotional roller coaster.
It's been a roller coaster. We've been through a lot, people, is what we're trying to tell you.
We have the first world problem of eating too much fried chicken.
Poor us. All right. So we have our rankings and our ratings. Once again, if you haven't been paying attention, we went to Popeyes. We went to, in no particular order, we went to Popeyes. We went to Burger King. We went to Shake Shack. We went to KFC. We went to Dave's. We got a chicken sandwich from each of those places. We did not get the spicy, which I think if we do it again.
We should do spicy.
We should do spicy. But
the only issue is that it's like we'd have to find a different place that's not Shake Shack because Shake Shack doesn't have a spicy.
I also don't know if I can do a KFC spicy.
I don't want to do a KFC.
Yeah. Stuff. So I think.
So if we're doing round two, we're subbing in McDonald's and Wendy's.
Oh, God. I'm never. No, this isn't happening. This is not a thing.
In round three, we can do the deluxe version, which has lettuce, tomato, and cheese on it.
You speaking to me is exhausting. It's really bad. All right. So here we go. We did this as rankings from worst to best, and we rated 1 out of 10. So, Theo, for you, rank worst to best ratings 1 out of 10.
Okay, so on Theo's magnificent sandwich order, the worst one was KFC, easily. No contest. Mm-hmm. That was a 4 out of 10. It was a sandwich, but it wasn't a good one. It was like, it felt bad to eat.
I felt shame.
There was that cold spot.
Don't talk about the cold spot.
It was the cold spot.
I forgot about the cold spot. Don't bring up the cold spot again.
Bad memories?
Yeah.
Like, it legally constitutes a sandwich, but why would you want it?
Yeah.
It feels like greasy and gross.
Yeah.
So, no, 4 out of 10. KFC's gone. All right. Number 4, Burger King, which was technically a surprise because I wouldn't expect a burger chain like Burger King to make a competent chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
But they did. It was competent. Wasn't anything special. It tasted like it's the most average, like to mid good chicken sandwich ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's basic, no specialness. It's what you expect. 6 out of 10.
Okay.
It's like a C on like the grade. Like if it was a grade, it got a C. The average.
C's are unacceptable in this household.
Yeah. Well, it's a bell curve, so C's average.
Okay.
Okay. 3. This one surprised me. Dave's. This is partially probably because of the parameters we set, but we didn't get spicy. And Dave's is known for spicy.
We can't judge it on that.
I know, but like, I feel like I would rate it higher if it were spicy. But since we got the plain, it wasn't like as mind-blowing as I think people would call it.
I find that logic faulty.
I feel like you're faulty in the brain.
I am right now. I have a brain fog literally in my head.
The Dave's is good. It's sliders, which I think is kind of stupid. Just make a sandwich.
But it looked like a sandwich. Let's stop.
It was a sandwich.
It's
a sandwich, but just call it a sandwich, man. It was good. It was pretty good, but like, it was a 7.5. It's good. I'd eat it again, but not in its plain form. Number 2 is Shake Shack. Shake Shack it's really good, but like, it's not at the level of number 1. Shake Shack, its pros, it's a lighter fry, so you don't feel gross after eating it. They definitely use a lighter batter, and they probably use less batter.
They use a lot of mayo.
They have a lot of mayo, but like, it's good mayo. It's not.
That doesn't exist in the world.
This is my magnificent sandwich order.
Okay.
Yeah. They also have lettuce, which was actually a welcome addition.
Yeah.
It was really good, but it's not number 1.
Wait, did you rank that?
Shake Shack is 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Popeyes is number 1, which I haven't had in a while. I forgot how good it was. Popeyes was really good.
You die hard. You ride hard with Popeyes.
Ride or die Popeyes, man. Yeah. I love that chicken at Popeyes.
Sing it?
No.
Okay. What did you rank it?
I ranked it a 9 out of 10. It's really crunchy. It's got a strong pickle presence, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
It has more chicken in it. It's not like...
It was a big chicken.
It's not like some baby chicken where it's like a part chicken, most batter. It's got like, it's a hefty amount of chicken,
mm-hmm.
which is good. It's also cheap.
That was the cheapest one.
Yeah. I haven't been really talking about prices, but Popeyes is so affordable It's like $4 and you get that hunk of a sandwich.
I think the order from price-wise to cheap to expensive, it was Popeyes was cheapest, then...
I would say KFC?
KFC, Burger King, but it was like King. Within like cents. Shake Shack, Dave's. Dave's, though, full disclosure...
It was a meal.
It was a meal because that's all they had to offer. And it was two sliders and fries.
Yes.
And those sliders were basically sandwiches.
Yeah.
That I would never eat two of those on my own. That would be too much. So that came out to probably...
Well...
That came out to like $8
on the menu, each. They could have like individual...
They should.
You can buy individual sliders. They have it on the menu.
Why didn't you tell me this?
Because I only noticed it after we
got... Oh my God, Theo. I hate you so much.
I'm sorry.
I was literally standing there going, oh God. Why? I even said it to you. I was like, oh, I wish they had sandwiches. You're like, no, they just have that.
No, you can buy individual sliders. I didn't know. I thought you could only get it in a meal. Oh
God, I hate you so much.
Well, past is in the past. We've grown, we've become closer along the way.
Stop touching me.
Or now our bonds have forged in the fires of chicken.
I don't want to see you anymore. So this is, Theo listed this as Clarkie's Chicky Sandy List.
Yeah.
So
Clarkie.
Number five, KFC.
Valid.
Straight trash, 2 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're mean.
It was rough. It was rough. Number four. Burger King, pleasant surprise. Thought it was going to be on the level of KFC. Still, I'm only giving it a 4.5 out of 10.
Okay.
But it was a pleasant surprise because I thought it was going to be like a 1 or a 2. Number three, Popeyes. Come back here, sir.
You're wrong.
Popeyes. Wrong. Popeyes was very good. Everything you're saying about Popeyes is correct. You're saying nothing wrong about Popeyes. But it's still not better. It's a 6 out of 10. It's a 6 out of 10.
No.
It's not the best.
There's no such thing as a wrong opinion.
That's so wrong because this whole show is based on wrong opinions.
Yeah.
Lindsay has wrong opinions.
You have all the time. Opinions.
All my opinions are valid and wonderful. Mm. Number two was Shake Shack.
Okay.
The lettuce was great. The potato was great. The chicken was great. What you said about the chicken was great with the light breading. Too much mayo. Mayo.
You're weak.
That got an 8 out of 10.
Okay. That's what I gave it.
Number one was Dave's.
Wow.
Number one was Dave's because it had the chicken itself was really good. It was more breaded than Shake Shack, but still not annoyingly so. It was a good size. It was a good bun. It had good pickles, and it had a kale coleslaw on it.
That was the only coleslaw.
Yeah, And so I really like that. And I'm giving it a 9 out of 10. And I think if we'd gotten spicy,
it would be better.
It would be even better. And I think if we hadn't done the meal deal, you dummy.
I mean, you could have read the menu also.
I was busy.
Oh, were you busy?
Dude? I drove there.
I had to be in the car with you.
Oh, that car. We can never go back in that car.
It's hot in there.
With all the burps that have happened on there.
All the burps you did. I am not responsible for a single.
I'm responsible for all the burps that are in that car. Okay, so we did it.
We did it.
I don't think we'll ever do this again. I would go back to Dave's and get chicken again, or just chicken tenders. I would go get those. If I'm going to Shake Shack, if I'm being honest, I'm just getting the burger.
I think the Shake Shack sandwich is so good that I would alternate between burger and chicken.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I would return to all the places except for Burger King and KFC. Burger King because it's average. KFC because it sucks.
Yeah. Now, for Popeyes, which is your number one.
My favorite.
When you go there, you typically just get chicken there. You don't get chicken sandwiches.
That's not true.
Are you going there without my knowledge?
No, like when I've gone out with friends.
Oh, and you get a sandwich there.
Yeah. I normally get a sandwich, but sometimes in the mail there's coupons for like a chicken tender deal, like a 3-piece chicken tender deal is like $4.99. I have to use the coupon because it's value.
I understand. I appreciate that. Mom appreciates that.
I typically go for sandwich because I like it. Uh-huh. But also like you can't eat bone-in chicken.
Yeah,
like,
when you're walking around with your friends.
When you like go to like a bench or like a table at a park.
Yeah.
You don't want to be picking on bone-in chicken in front of the public to see, because that's kind of weird.
I understand.
Bone-in chicken is an at-home thing.
As you're saying this, your face is melting as you talk, because that's literally where my brain is right now.
Anything up there?
No. Like, there's never been anything up my brain before, but there's even less now after doing this.
I think the chickens just destroyed you.
I think it destroyed me. I think the raw food diet was easier than this.
Are you serious?
No, it wasn't. This was
easier. You are a liar.
I just feel worse here.
I've had that Whole Foods crap you got. That was bad.
Oh, the kelp salad?
Ugh.
That was on par with KFC.
So what we learned is that don't be healthy. Eat fried chicken.
Eat fried chicken all the time.
Yeah.
What we've learned here today is that the chicken sandwich craze is real. It's everywhere.
Is it out of hand?
It's on the verge of getting out of hand. I don't think it's there yet. And I think there are a lot of places that do it shitty. So just go to the place that it's known for, like a Dave's or even like a Popeye's, where it's like it's known for that thing. Mm-hmm. Like they came up with it. They were the front runners, the forerunners, the forefathers and sisters and mothers and daughters. Am I speaking words?
Your face is like,
is my face melting too?
Yeah.
Go to those places rather than just random places that are like, oh, we also sell chicken sandwiches because that's what everyone else is doing.
Yeah. Don't go to KFC.
Okay. Well, I think you're going to take a nap.
I'm tired.
I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to try to recover. And hopefully in the next few days, I'll be a better human being.
You'll emerge from the cocoon of chicken and into a beautiful, healthy butterfly.
And that's our show. You can find Food Fight anywhere you listen to podcasts. If you like our show, please subscribe, please share, please tell your friends, and please leave us a review. Whether you use Apple Podcasts to listen to us or you don't, but you do have an Apple ID and it's convenient for you to do so, please go give us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you like even more food content, go ahead and follow our Yummy page on Facebook as well as Yummy on Instagram. And if you have a question or comment or just want to tell us how wrong we are, or if you have a chicken sandwich recommendation, send us an email at foodfightthepodcast@gmail.com and we'll read it on the air. Lindsay will be back next week. I'm going to take a nap. I'm tired of hearing myself talk. I'm tired of Theo talking. I'm tired of everything. Just tired. This is what chicken sandwiches have done to me. Thanks for listening. Bye. Bye.
Follow automotive news, or do you just like cars and want to see what the heck's going on? Well, then you might like Donut Media's new podcast, The Big Three. Hi, I'm James Pumphrey, and every week me and my co-host slash two of my top five friends, Nolan Sykes and Joe Weber, unpack the latest and greatest in automotive news and trends on The Big Three. You'll also get a lot of laughs, hot takes, and personal insight on cars from the biggest car guys in automotive media. So whether you're a hardcore enthusiast or just a person who goes, that's a good looking car, check out The Big Three, available wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch the full videos at Donut Podcasts on YouTube.